Great for coming back, my nigga Jim. You know, I'd like to thank God for allowing me to be here and thank y'all for showing me how to stay here one day at a time. Man, you know what? I'm getting filled up already, man. That's some bullshit. You know, that's for people don't understand, man. That's why I get emotional, man. Cause listen, you ain't got to tell me you love me, man. Listen, I know who love me in this room. Trust me, I know. And man, I don't take this for granted. I don't take this lightly. And I know this is a real special time of this year for the convention of Ocean City because it's the 30-year anniversary. And you know, when I got the call and they asked me to speak, you know, I think about stuff like they ain't had to ask me. They ain't had to ask me. They could ask one of y'all. Cause everything I got from y'all. And I don't take that lightly. I don't take that lightly. I don't take that for granted. I look around this room, man, I see some people I ain't seen, like Angie K. I love you, Angie. I've been looking for you. You know, that's another one of the reasons why I come down here all the time. Because, listen, sometimes I just come here to look for certain people that I have not seen. And it just does so much for my spirit, man. And it does my heart good when I look around sometimes and I see the people that when I told them where I was going to be, they here. You know, Paulette, I thank you. You know, Paulette was getting a comment about me dancing. And that's just something I've always done. They don't call me Jim Jam for nothing. They don't. You know, one of the first things I told her when I seen her, Paulette is a sharp dresser. Yeah. And one of the first things I told her as soon as I hugged her, I said, damn, I ain't know who I was sharing with. But I said, what they'd have told me, because I'd have got dressed. Because I can do that too with the best of them. But it ain't about that, man. And, you know, before I talk about the topic, you know, sponsorship, man, these are some of the ways that I've learned how to become a good sponsee by having and being allowing my higher power to surround me with good people. Like, out of all the stuff that happened since I've been down here, the most fun I've had was last night in Veronica and Candy in them room. And this morning in Veronica and Candy in them room. You know, it's they're my close friends. Man, listen. They feed people like you in Outback. Listen, I've not spent a dime on food since I've been down here. And ain't because I ain't got no money. But I got friends that say, come, we done cooked all night. Listen, and I'm saying kind of friends I got, I don't know what kind you got. They say bring anybody you want. And most people know Rhonda, my close friend. She been doing that since the first day I ever met. That's how I met her, man. They said they was cooking food at a house. I say, who is Veronica? Every day she fed the whole fellowship. Every day. For years. And me and her got closer, man. God has locked us in a bond that cannot be broken. I'm talking about cannot be broken by nobody. Not no other friends, no family, not my wife, not nobody. You got to get a friend like that. that can call you in the wee hours of the morning. So she can call me in the wee hours of the morning. Unlike some of the insecure people do, this will happen when you got a sponsor and you work on yourself. She can call my house in the morning. I don't have to answer the phone. My wife will get the phone. She say, well, Monica on the phone. Not like you better stop calling my house for my husband. You know, it's things like that, and man, it's through sponsorship, man. Listen, I got one of the best sponsors in the United States of America. Now, if you don't feel that way about yours, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that's what he means to me. You know, because he introduced me to me. You know, and I've always had sponsors. My mother used to be my sponsor. The warden used to be my sponsor. I'm just telling people that would tell you what to do. That's how my sponsor has been since day one. Always told me what to do. Listen, for those who take the light and don't understand the spirituality in sponsorship. If my sponsor walked in here right now and he said, pick up every cup in this room, I would pick up every cup in this room. And I got 27 needs. Because I respect his opinion, what he told me when I got here, and when he talked about stuff like, we'll love you till you learn to love yourself. That's the kind of stuff he told me. And I passed it on to the guys I sponsor. I sponsor some guys, and a couple guys I sponsor some guys. And I get a kick out when them guys sponsor me. Sometimes I don't know all of them, and they say I'm so-and-so sponsee. And I respect you, and I love you, because I hear good things about you. That kind of stuff happens through good sponsorship, not bad sponsorship. I was talking about that last week. Listen, you got to understand what sponsorship is. You just got to be guided through the 12 steps. My sponsor's never given me a dollar before. For those who think that's the reason why you need a sponsor. My sponsor ain't give me no money. My sponsor taught me how to be a man. He taught me how to stand up and be responsible for my wrong and be accountable for my action. When I'm beat with my significant other, he don't want to know what she did. He said, what you do?
Oh, that's right.
And when you work the steps in your life, all it helps you do is not react to a situation the way you used to. That's what change is. We ain't talking about changing here. I'm a good in the meeting, Addie. It's how I'm high and outside. How am I in my workplace? My sponsor told me that. I've never called my wife out her name before. Never. I don't care how angry I get. I still have responsibility to do the things that I was taught how to do. He told me to do the fourth step right there, go inside, because I was telling him that this morning, a fourth step allows you to have an inner experience so you can have the outside. Been on my job for years. As a result, a good sponsorship can't do what you want to do. That's not your place. You can't go to work when you want to. That's not your place. When I got my sponsor in 1989, this is how he tested me. He said, if you want what we have, unlike some of y'all. He said, if you want what we have and you want to make an effort to get it, you got to do what we do. So he wanted to see how bad I wanted this. So he would say stuff to me like, listen, we had a 12 o'clock meeting. He said, okay, at 6 o'clock, I want you to meet me all the way in West Baltimore at the 7 o'clock meeting. He wanted to just see was I going to come. He was testing my desire if I wanted to stay clean. And I would meet him over there. I didn't have a car, nothing. It's time we walk. Because that's how bad I wanted to stay clean. Because listen, I did not ever. And listen, I don't ever, ever want to sleep in another shooting gallery. I mean, for those who don't understand that, get into no drug or love. Listen, I used to live in a shooting gallery. I didn't used to bend it. I used to stay in there. And did all kinds of stuff with all kinds of people. And it's my sponsor that made me understand how blessed I am. When I used to look at stuff like how I used to draw water out of the toilet. Listen, I'm talking about a toilet that's old. I'm talking about rusty water like they got in Michigan. And shooting the dome anyway. Being a shooting gallery of people that I know have disease that will kill them, see the blood in the tools and shoot it anyway. I don't know your story. I'm talking about mine. And my sponsor told me to write these things down. I took a look at it and scared all the crap out of me. Shot down with my brother for 18 years. My brother been HIV positive for 15. I shot dope with him every day. And ain't nothing happened to me. Ain't nothing happened to me. I still got to clean a bill of health to this day. See, it's something about when God watch over you. It's something about when God got his hand on you. Listen, I'm telling you, I tell you the kind of God that he had his hand on you. Listen, I didn't even ask him. I didn't ask him. That's the type of stuff he do. Same thing he did for y'all. You better stop taking for granted why you here. I've seen many, many people die. My friend Nadir in Philadelphia just passed away. Just talked to him on the phone. People still thinking this is a joke. Still thinking this is a joke. This ain't no joke, man. My life on the line. Every day. You know, I had a lot of people ask me since I've been there, hey, man, where your wife at? She in New York, if you need to know. She doing what she do. She in her element. She shot me. So ain't nobody got to ask me who in my room or question who I'm with. Because everybody know I sleep with two people. My wife and Lord Hoggy. It's my nigga right there. I don't stand a woman with nobody else. Soon she called me this morning, she said, where Lord Hoggy at? I say he needs sleep. Or putting his clothes together for the rest of this week. You know, man, my sponsor told me a lot of things through sponsorship, man. Listen, I learned how to stop smoking. I haven't smoked a cigarette in 24 years. Listen, my sponsor told me that, man. He told me how to stop smoking. Because I asked him. He said the same way you did with the drugs, Jimmy. He said, if you don't pick it up, it can't get in you. I thought he was saying something slick. Because I was new and I didn't understand. I stopped picking it up. I ain't smoked in 27 years. I got a clean bill of health. Clean bill of health. You know, I sponsor the guys, I sponsor the exact same way, man. You know, sponsorship is the heartbeat of this fellowship, man. For people that don't know it. Do you know that still people don't know that? Tell me, I ain't got no sponsors. Think you said something slick. That ain't slick. That's dumb. You know, all sponsorship is for the new person that, listen, if you're going to walk down a dark alley, please find somebody to walk down that dark alley before. That's all it is. It's that simple. That's all the sponsorship for. To teach me that what's going to happen on this path. You know, what I like about this fellowship, everything that ever happened to me, they told me what's going to happen. They told me what's going to happen. Y'all ain't never lied to me. And that's what I love about this program. The tradition talks about when we come here, man, all we had your job is to just to carry the message to the addict who still suffer. You ain't got to listen to me if you don't want to. But I guarantee you, I know what I'm talking about. I know what it takes. I know how to battle the disease. I know how to put on the whole armor. You got to put the whole armor on to fight this disease we suffer from. Disease try to get you anywhere and get you. That's why what you're going to do to me, the disease try to get me. I'm sitting right there, it is 3:26, the meeting starts 3:30, now I got to go to the bathroom. I'm talking about to go for real. Candy said, you better hurry up and come back. So I get in the bathroom, you know, and I snap the thing out the wall to cover the joint, and I sit down. And I made about 2-3 moves. Man, you know, I looked up and there wasn't no toilet paper showing. And I had to wait a couple minutes because it was people was coming in and out, so I had to wait till I saw somebody's feet. And it was hard to not. Doug, can you pass me a roll? Because I wasn't getting up. Because you know if you get up, the air get in there. You know, and back to sponsorship, man. I just... My sponsor taught me how to not use profanity as much. Listen, can y'all, like, with the not smoking and the not use profanity, can y'all not whip on me? Because listen, don't take it personal, because I'm not saying don't cuss. I always have to explain myself. I'm not saying don't cuss. You can say what you want. This process that we in, my sponsor says, about getting better and better and better. I'm just getting better. That's all, man. I'm not beating nobody up. You can say whatever you want. And this is definitely a place you can say whatever you want. You know, people think I say that like I'm robbed at some same hood, but he think he's some because he don't cuss no more. No, I did not say I don't cuss no more. I said I don't cuss as much. I know all the exact same words y'all know. I just don't use them as motherfucking much. That's all, man. And it don't make me, you know, less spiritual than you are. I was in here last night, man, and they did a hell of a job in here, man. Between Eric, Hanif, and Stephanie. Did an awesome job in here, man. I watched God perform surgery in this room. I watched him perform surgery. And he could do the same thing with you if you allow him, if you just get out the way. Mm-hmm. See, that's in every area of your life. You can't keep having the high power, because the high power is a sponsor as well. Man, why are you not listening to your real sponsor? When, you know, you talk about passing stuff over. Lionel Bean, I know you happy as a lot right now that your son in here. I know you happy as a lot. But ain't nothing like seeing your children come. Ain't nothing like it. You know, I love my children. My father taught me how to just be a better man. Put myself in a position so my kids can respect me. Sometimes people tell me I ought to see the stuff my kids write about me on Facebook. I never seen it because I don't have Facebook. But somebody showed me one time one of the little lines my son said. That's from being in here. That's from watching Veronica raise her children. That's from watching Candy raise Tavon. I watched them do it. Single mothers. Well, not Candy. She got a husband. You know, and it's a precious gift. Miss Roxanne Jones' daughter. I love you. Man, listen. For everybody that ever I came in contact with, whether you like me, whether you don't like me, it really doesn't matter, man, because my stepwife has taught me that I got to love you anyway in spite of her. I'm talking about, Paul Ever just told me, I'm talking about in spite of, even if you've done something to me. Listen, you don't even recognize in my quiet moment, I still pray for you. And I was taught to do that in here. Because you ain't really, 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 really get blessed till you're able to bless your enemy. Till you're able to pray for your enemy. Somebody told me that a long time ago. They said the reason why your life not more rich because you won't pray for your enemy. And it's tough. But you gotta do it. You gotta do it. You gotta pray for people that spite you intentionally. You know, that's a big boy, that's a big girl move when you're able to do that. You know, and that's why I prayed before I started, because I know as long as I invite God, I can't go wrong. I love y'all. I love this fellowship, man. I love this fellowship more than I love anything. And people that don't understand when people like myself and others say that, it's because, listen, I mean that because, listen, if I don't keep coming here and keep being sponsored, I won't have no job. Because y'all teach me how to deal with people on the job. I won't have no wife because y'all teach me how to be in a relationship. I won't have no friends. Y'all teach me how to be a friend. And I don't talk about people, man. Well, I'm getting better. I'm getting better because, you know, I'm the kind of dude where, like, I was up the store roses this morning and I seen a guy. He had on some red basketball shorts and a red jacket, but the basketball shorts touched his tennis. That's too long. Thank you.